Last calling stations, KO4PXB.
Hey, good afternoon, sir. KB2HXS, Dave here.
Miss LeWitt, I think we've talked before.
Yes, sir, we have. I believe we have. Been a little bit. I'm just out and about here taking care of a couple of customers, and then I'm currently heading back to the Hacienda, or better known as the home.
Yep, I'm doing the same thing. My Masonic Lodge, even though the company that delivers the fireworks, because on the my lodge is doing a fundraiser for selling fireworks until the starting tomorrow until the 5th of July. The they hadn't made it there to deliver all the fireworks yet, so I had to head out to the house because that way my wife doesn't, you know, get too stressed out with a 5-year-old.
Help that. we have a 35-year-old that lives with us that we get stressed out from time to time with, but there's other reasons for that. Gaming. We'll just say gaming. But anyway, I was out here, you know, I do HVAC, so I'm out here taking care of a customer today, and I don't normally work on Saturday, but in an emergency situation, I take care of business.
Yep, that's the way to do it with customer service. I do IT stuff, and when my family members call, or, you know, people that I've supported before, when they call, if it's true, an essential emergency, they need to be up and running, then I definitely help them out.
Oh, yeah, I do the same thing. And then the nice thing about me is I don't up my rates on the weekends. I know a lot of companies that do, and I don't want to get into that too much, but I know what I do.
Yeah, like I said, I do the same thing. I don't have weekend rates. It's all pretty much what I do during the week is the same cost that I do over the weekend.
Yeah, it keeps people happy that way, you know. You don't. I've had a couple of customers last weekend. They waited till Monday to call me. I said, "Why didn't you call me over the weekend?" Well, I said, "No, I don't do that." I said, "Call me if you need me." You know, I got one of my customers over by Tigerville Road. There was a transformer that literally exploded, blew the top off of it, and they were out of power all day last Friday. It was a week ago Friday. And he waited till Monday to call me to fix his AC. I'm like, what the heck? Shouldn't have done that.
No, like I said, so they got power back. It just kind of messed up their AC unit in their house area.
Yeah, he's got a rental trailer. He's got some property right up the road from where he lives on Tigerville Road. And it took out the capacitor. And, I carry capacitors all the time, so I went over there Monday morning, changed out the capacitor, got the system back up and running for his tenant, and everything is good. But I told him, I said, if you need me over the weekend, please feel free to call me.
The overload let the magic smoke out of the capacitor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was swelled up, too. It was swelled up pretty good. So whatever happened, I guess when I turned the power back on or the explosion or whatever, I don't know what did it, but it definitely took it out. It was reading zero. So I keep them in stock in my vehicle, so I've always got them. Anyway, Lloyd, I got to let you go. I'm just going to zip into the auto parts store here. I got to get a couple things for my vehicle and head on to the house. You have a good afternoon, sir. And I'm sorry I forgot your calls. This is KB2HXS.
Sir, have a great evening. It's KO4PXB.
That's right, the KO4, I forgot. KO4PXB. All right, very good, Lloyd. Have a good afternoon, sir. KB2HXS is out of here.